No, because Mary, they have a lot of legs.
Oh, yeah.
And they, when they grab you, they get older than them claws.
They got a claw just like a scissor. They snap, they open up just like you open up a pair of scissors. And they get your hand in there or something and they shit on and it hurts.
And they'll just,
They hold on to you,
and
yeah.
And they'll shut down on you? There's something, well, sort of like a crawdad, a type of seafood that sometimes people get, and they'll you have to buy it in the store, and it's got a little tail on it.
That's lobster.
Okay, and then another type of seafood besides the lobster that's smaller, and it's got
oyster, a crab,
and then sometimes
shrimp. Yes. Uh-huh.
Have you ever bought any of those?
We have eaten them. We used to eat them.
Oh, you did? You'd go to the store, and, but you wouldn't have to go to the store.
No, we'd buy them in the restaurant.
I see. Now the kind of insect that would get around your lamp, get around your light at night, got white wings on it. What do you call that?
Will a moth will get around your lamp, like?
What?
And a camelfly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Camelfly and a moth.
Camelfly and a moth. Mm-hmm. Would that be? What kind of moth would that be? Did you say?
House moth.
A house. Mm-hmm. Now, would that be the same thing that would?
Moth that goes in your clothes.
Yeah, those would be.
Well,
the
moth that
one?
Goes in your clothes are a little smaller.
Oh, they are.
Mm-hmm.
But that big moth hatches.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it does?
Mm-hmm. They even get in your
one
rug.
One bigger than getting in your clothes.
Oh, yeah, moth gets in your rugs and cut them.
You don't mean that.
Oh,
don't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, have you ever had any...
moth? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and see, we use moth balls and spray. Yeah, I saw one or two lately flying around.
I killed one last night.
What about the kind of bug that flies around with a lightning tail?
That's a lightning bug. I used to catch them when I was a child.
Oh, you did?
And we used to take the yellow part and put on our ears like we had earrings.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, mercy. And they would be real bright yellow.
Uh-huh.
And they would really light. Oh, honey, we thought we was something.
And they would light. And
they would be, you could tell we had the lightning bugs on, and we call them our earrings.
You know, they started calling them lightning bugs. Now, during my childhood days, they called them Jack Malamans.
They did?
You know, you'd be out in the country,
uh-huh.
and you go through the wood, and you see a light go out like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you stay out for a while, and you try to follow it. And after a while, it'll come back on. And it go off. Well, the old people called it Jack Malana.
They did. Well, had you ever heard
that? Yeah, but I can't remember it quite as well as I can the lightning bug.
But you have heard him called Jack
Malana? Yes, I have.
Jack Malana.
Jack Lamont.
Jack
Lamont.
Well, I never heard that. Oh.
We used to follow them all across the wood, and they'll could catch
them. You never could catch them?
No.
What about, now this is another type of insect that'll be around a pond a lot of times, and it's got a long, thin body, and it's got two pairs of filmy-looking wings. And sometimes people say that it's a sign that snakes are nearby, if you see.
Snake doctor.
Snake doctor.
Snake doctor.
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of stinging-type insects would you have?
You have a bumblebee, you have a bee, you have a
hornet.
Hornet.
Oh.
Yellow jacket.
Yellow jacket.